Priya 101 continued, Kalia incident or whatever we start with. Hila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his, I think it's Krishna Samhita, about these demons that Krishna kills there in Vrindavan, that they represent our anartas or whatever it is. What kind of, yeah, the demons we have in ourselves. And of course we have these seven, you know, lust and fear and anger and envy and all of those. I don't remember, but I can check it out what he refers to. So what I'm saying here was the real value of these stories, these pastimes, what we find there in the Bhagavatam, are about that. It's about that. That yes, when you surrender to Krishna, you become a friend of Krishna. I mean, of course, Krishna makes you his friend and protects you. Says so, Bhagavad Gita, I will carry what you lack and sustain what you have. Always protect his devotee. My devotee never perishes. And that includes us as well. So surrendering to Krishna is not just giving everything and Krishna takes everything and that's there you are. But it means Krishna, well, when you actually start giving your love to Krishna, in other words, first of all, it means starting to behave in a personal relationship way to God. Seeing God as personal as all your other friends, much, much more. Infinitely much more, basically. Then that relationship of love naturally develops. So I would say the one of the demons here is that impersonalism of just ignoring or denying or forgetting and, yeah, not being aware of God, God's presence. But once you get rid of that demon, then the love starts to develop, because, and it's nothing strange, that love is just as natural as love between a parent and a child and so on, friends. That's what it's all about. And then these stories teach us and can thus alleviate us from fear that, yes, look here, you become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna takes care of you. And we can see it. I can testify to that. Krishna has taken care of me my whole life and protected me, even when I was in dangerous situations. Sometimes, yes, teaching me a good lesson, taking away, giving me a smack in the face or a beat in the head, sure, well deserved. But then, after taking away, then giving more of himself. Here, now we can talk, now we can start to be friends again. Now you're waking up a little bit. And sometimes a slap in the face is needed. So yeah, this is how I understand these stories. And therefore, when you understand it like that, that's the way I see it, then we are talking about reality here and now that we are in our relationship to God, not what happened 5,000 years ago, which is of secondary importance.